This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So this year in Hajj, just trying to recount, obviously, is anyone, any Hujjaj, anyone else here that went for Hajj that we have? MashaAllah, there's my Hajj buddy. It's my first time seeing him. Brother Farooq, mashallah ta'ala. Where are you from? Which city are you from again, Brother Farooq? Columbus, Ohio, mashallah. So Brother Farooq, mashallah, actually was one of someone in my Hajj group, alhamdulillah. And he brought his 9-year-old daughter, mashallah. She was the life of our Hajj group, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Is she here? No? You're here by yourself? So please do make sure you say salam to him, inshallah ta'ala, and also invite him to move to our community as well, inshallah, like everyone else that comes here. But you know, this was a year, subhanAllah, that was in many ways had many different things take place, and obviously every year has its own sweetness in Hajj. And subhanAllah, you know, one thing that really in this Hajj in particular, there were quite a few people that passed away in Hajj. Quite a few people, subhanAllah, that passed away in Hajj from the US and from Canada and from the UK. And I think that's what really stands out to me most. Although I didn't witness any of that in particular in front of me, no one from our group, alhamdulillah, passed away. But you know, subhanAllah, just when you go to Hajj, this idea of you're going to the Akhirah, you're going to death, you're wearing your ihram, you're going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah beautifully said that when you go to the Kaaba, it's like you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the Ard al-Mahshar. It truly is a place of us. It is like the place of assembly on the Day of Judgment. And you really don't know if you're coming back. And we had, from the US, we had a 47-year-old brother that passed away. And subhanAllah, this brother, look at how he passed away. After he finished Tawaf al-Wada', as he was walking back to Aziziyah, he collapsed on the street. He looked up, he said, La ilaha illallah, 2 times. He said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and he passed away. SubhanAllah. And this was a brother who reverted to Islam, from what I'm told, 5 years ago. So Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him, subhanAllah, with this beautiful death right after Tawaf al-Wada', to where he would meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a complete Hajj. The other one which really struck me the most, and this is on my way to Hajj. I have a routine. I teach a class in the UK, drop my family off in Jordan, go to Hajj, go back to Jordan, spend some time there with my family and my in-laws, pick my wife up and her family, go back to the UK, teach a class and come back, which is why it's always a really hectic journey, and I come back, as you see me, beat up and not knowing where I am for a few days, you know, disoriented a little bit. But subhanAllah, I taught my class with Al Maghrib Institute behind the scenes, which is based on Mukhtasar Minhaj Al Qasidin, actually by Imam Al Qudam Rahimullah. And the last chapter of that class is on Hajj. And there was a family that was attending that class. We had the Amir of the Qabila, who's in charge of the chapter, the Al Maghrib chapter over there, brother. His name is Imad. His parents were attending. And, you know, he's young, he's in his 20s. Early 20s perhaps, and he had his parents there as well attending, and they're all going for Hajj this year, and subhanAllah, he's the one organizing the class, and he's also going. So obviously you could see the excitement in the room when we finish the chapter of Hajj a week before Hajj starts. And on my way back, I'm teaching also in the UK, and subhanAllah, in Hajj this year, with his father, you know, there's a special practice in Medina, and anyone who goes to Hajj needs to do this practice. I tell everyone this is going to the Baqir, going to the graveyard, and particularly walking with the janazah after Salat al-Fajr. I tell everyone that really when you go to Medina, as the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَمُوتَ فِي الْمَدِينَ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. Whoever amongst you can die in Medina, let him try to do so. Because whoever dies in Medina gains the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ. And Medina is special. And Medina, you know, when you leave Medina, people are just so, they're overwhelmed with sadness and overcome with sadness because they don't even feel that special tranquility in Mecca that they felt in Medina. Mecca's a lot busier and rougher and things of that sort. SubhanAllah, Imad, his father, 57 or 58 years old, and I know he didn't reach 60 yet, he was between 55 and 60. He did this every morning in Medina after Hajj. he went to the Baqir. Every single day after Fajr, he went with the janazah because he was in the class and he knew that to do that. And subhanAllah, he comes home the last day while they're in Medina. He comes to the hotel and he tells his family, "I just reserved my spot in the Baqir." And they tell him, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I just reserved my spot in the Baqir." And they said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I just asked Allah to let me be buried in Baqir." Would you believe that this man had a heart attack at 10 a.m. that day and died that day? And they prayed janazah on him at Asr that day and buried him in the Baqir the same day. What a death. After Tawaf al-Wada', after the completion of Hajj. And to me, that is the ultimate testimony of مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, that there are some people that are truthful to the covenant they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, some believers, when they make a promise to Allah, they're truthful with it. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْنَ, some people, their promise is fulfilled right away. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ, then some of them, it takes a while for them to fulfill this promise. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, but they never change their resolve. Their resolve stays the same. For that to happen is an ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honestly. It's a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously his family is between happiness and grief. I mean, they lost a perfectly healthy father, 6 kids. May Allah make it easy for all of them and their family. Allahumma ameen. But just knowing the way that he died is very, very special, and I think comforting for them as well. So they're kind of between this and that. And to see them once again, subhanAllah, some of the family actually in the class that I just taught this weekend. And we got to the chapter of Hajj again. مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَمُوتَ فِي الْمَدِينَ فَلْيَفْعَلْ, whoever amongst you can try to die in Medina should do so. It was really, really, it gave me goosebumps in a way that I can't even explain. You have goosebumps hearing the story. Imagine me, I saw the man. He took the class on Hajj a week before Hajj with me. And so, and I saw his family. So I can't, that has been the overwhelming dominant image in my head, is the image of that family, subhanAllah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honestly, to grant us all death in Medina, Allahumma ameen, to allow us to die after completing Hajj and allow us to be granted death in Medina and to be buried there. And if not, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still grants us the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ameen. And other than that, alhamdulillah, the Hajj was, as usual, smooth and beautiful, and it had its experiences, and every year is unique. And there were its funny moments and its sad moments and its moments where you're tranquil and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most special things about it, obviously for us this year, was in Arafah. We had with us, I ran into Brother Abdul Rauf in Arafah, out of all places. I didn't even know that he was in Hajj. And I ran into Brother Abdul Rauf, so that was nice, mashallah ta'ala. And you see someone there in Arafah before the day starts, it's like you're getting ready for something special. So I saw him before Arafah and after Arafah. And I think he posted pictures on Facebook like of every single trip, every single part of the trip, mashallah, tabarakallah. But we had with us Sheikh Hassan Saleh, who was actually the imam in the masjid in Rab'ah in Egypt when it was burned down. He was actually the imam. He was leading the salah there. Lost quite a few of his family members. So he was actually there. He led us in salah and he made the dua, which was very powerful, very touching dua. So I think that was probably one of the highlights of the trip for me personally, was having that person there and having someone make dua. You know, some people make dua with a beautiful voice, but some people make dua with a beautiful voice and their heart is so into the dua that you can hear it through the dua. So it was beautiful to have that experience, alhamdulillah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from me and from everyone who made Hajj this year. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to write us all down, accepted Hajj and a death in a way that's pleasing to Him, Husn al-Khitam, and hopefully in Medina. Allahumma ameen. Any questions? Yes. How can we die in Medina? The Prophet ﷺ, what he meant by that is a person should try to spend as much time of their life in Medina as possible. That's the meaning of the hadith. And maqsood min al-hadith, and ya'ish fil Medina.
Not wishing to die. Wishing to die in Medina?
Yes. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, actually used to make a dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-mautu fi sabilik fi baladi nabiyyik. Oh Allah, I ask you for death in your path, martyrdom in your path, in the city of your Prophet. And they used to tell Umar radiallahu anhu, how would you die shaheed in Medina? There are no wars and no battle in Medina. Umar radiallahu anhu said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to happen, it will happen. And subhanAllah, he died shaheed in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and was buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that is, anyhow, that shay' matlub. That's what the ulama say. It's something that's good. To actually ask Allah to die in Medina is a good thing. And to spend time in Medina as much as a person can is a good thing. Rasulullah said there would come a time and people would go to Yemen and they'd say, come to Yemen and Medina is better for them if only they knew. And they would say, go to Asham and Medina is better for them if only they knew. And Rasulullah mentioned various places of the world. So Medina is the home, really it's the home of the believer. When you go there, you feel like you're at home. So that's the meaning of it, is to spend time there, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for death there. And you know, to acquaint yourself with the city. Anyone else? Brother Farooq, you want to share anything? You're good? Your hair grew back, mashallah. JazakumAllah khairan. It's good to see you all again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.